From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. With most votes in, incumbent Richard Neal won the Democratic primary election September 1st against challenger Alec Morse. Neal is considered a conservative Democrat, and Morse challenged him from the left in the Western Massachusetts 1st Congressional District. Neal was leading 60% to 40% after polls closed, but before the totals were complete. Incumbent Edward Markey also beat challenger Joe Kennedy in a statewide contest. In the congressional election, Morse, who is gay, was accused of sexual misconduct during the campaign, but the allegations appeared to be part of a political hit job. The College Democrats made the sexual misconduct charge, but The Intercept later reported that the leaders of the College Democrats had conspired to create a sex scandal to sink Morris's campaign and win favor with Neal, and that the Democrats' executive director told leaders of the College Democrats to delete communication records. Neal's campaign denied any involvement in the story. Dan Clark reports for New York Now that New York voters can now request an absentee ballot for the November election online through a special portal, absenteeballot.electionny.gov. Absentee ballots are only issued for a reason, but this year voters can claim the COVID-19 pandemic as a reason for voting by mail. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "In line with the sweeping reforms we have implemented to make it easier for New Yorkers to exercise their right to vote, we launched the online voting portal through which every registered voter concerned about COVID-19 can obtain an absentee ballot," end quote. Election day is November 3rd. There are no drop boxes locally for leaving votes. Absentee ballots must be received by the Board of Elections by 9 p.m. on November 3rd in one of the following ways. Through the mail. The ballot must be postmarked no later than November 3rd. Ballots can also be hand-delivered to the County Board of Elections office no later than 9 p.m. November 3rd. Absentee ballots can also be hand-delivered to an early voting poll site between October 24th and November 1st. And absentee ballots can also be hand-delivered to an in-person poll site by 9 p.m. on November 3rd. WNYT-TV is reporting New York State Department of Environmental Conservation officials believe the period of danger is over at the SABIC Innovative Chemical Plant in Selkirk in southern Albany County. No further evacuation is planned after the September 1st accident, but Route 32 was expected to stay closed overnight as a precaution. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos said he does not expect any out-of-the-ordinary readings, but he is urging nearby residents to be prepared for the possibility of an evacuation just in case. The hazardous material released was styrene gas, which is used in making plastic. Styrene is a known carcinogen, which led to a great deal of concern. DEC has set up 9 air monitoring stations all around the SABIC plant. The leak started in a rail car early in the day, September 1st, resulting in a half-mile-wide radius evacuation being ordered. The evacuation affected 3 large companies, including SABIC, the plastics manufacturer, on whose property the leak began. Sagos declared the situation stable, but not necessarily over. Emergency responders began pouring water on the tanker car to cool it down, a process that continued into the evening. SABIC is a Saudi multinational chemical manufacturing company and a subsidiary of Saudi Aramco. Saudi Aramco is the second largest public company in the Middle East and Saudi Arabia. You can read more about this story at WNYT.com. New York State Bridge Authority September 1st announced the start of the full deck replacement project on the westbound span of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. The authority announced that new traffic patterns will take effect by mid-December. According to a press release from the authority, the multi-year project, and I quote, represents a major capital improvement in a critical sector for the Hudson Valley and the Northeast, end quote. The north span of the bridge is the older of the 2 spans and carries Interstate 84 westbound traffic across the Hudson River. First opened in 1963, the last deck replacement took place in the early 1980s. The Bridge Authority and its contractor have announced a plan to reroute traffic onto the wider south span during construction, with the exception of westbound traffic coming from Route 9D. The entire deck replacement project at the North Spand is expected to wrap up by July 2023, with most work expected to take place in 2021 and 2022. Traffic updates for all bridges operated by the New York State Bridge Authority can be found on the authority's Facebook and Twitter profile pages. The New York State Bridge Authority operates the Bear Mountain, Newburgh Beacon, Mid-Hudson, Kingston-Rhinecliff, and Rip Van Winkle bridges. It also owns and maintains the structure of the walkway over the Hudson Pedestrian Bridge. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. Planned Parenthood has opened a new health center in Troy. The new facility is located on Hoosick Street in the former Peebles Department Store in the Hudson River Commons Plaza. The 6,720-square-foot space is approximately one-third larger than the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood's previous Troy Center, which was located in the Hendricks Hudson Building on Broadway. Cheryl Hegan, president and CEO of the Upper Hudson affiliate, said, and I quote, "We really needed more space, and unfortunately we couldn't expand at all in the space where we previously were," end quote. She said the new space has room for a surgical abortion clinic, a service that could not be offered at the previous center due to space constraints. It also has room for a shared teen space and community room, which will allow the organization to host more education and community programming. Hegan said the new center is located on a bus line with parking nearby and should be easier and safer to access than the old one. She said because it's located in a private shopping plaza, anti-abortion protesters who routinely show up at Planned Parenthood clinics will no longer be able to protest near the patients. Hegan said the new clinic has been named the Opaka Center for Reproductive Health and Education in honor of Chet and Karen Opaka, major donors who helped finance the center. The new center was also funded by grants from the State Department of Health and the Planned Parenthood Federation of America's Consortium of Abortion Providers. The clinic officially opened last week. Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood also has locations in Albany and Hudson. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.